Right now, it's time to bring in Pat Pagano. We'll take a look at our forecast. Pat, an absolutely beautiful morning this morning.
You think so?
Well, I walked out the door. First of all, my furnace didn't kick on at all yesterday afternoon and last night. But I walked out the door, and it was a little humid and 60 degrees and a little light rain, but it was like almost walking out for the first day of spring.
Okay. Glad you like it.
I do like it.
And we'll have more spotty drizzle or light rain at times today, and we'll be in the mid-60s. There'll be rain, drizzle, and fog around tonight, upper 50s. Cloudy with the chance of showers on Wednesday, 65 to 70, so a little milder. I think Thursday the showers will be gone before the sun comes out. So it'll be partly cloudy with a high 70. Your Friday will be cooler, but sunshine, 55 to 60. And right now the weekend looks sunny with high temperatures near or just over 60 degrees both Saturday and Sunday. How about that? For the last weekend of October.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
I mean, I really meant to walking out and getting hit with that warm feeling this morning.
Right.
Was just terrific. Terrific.
Okay. Glad you're enjoying this weather. It's nice. Nice that you're enjoying the weather. I have a question for you.
All right.
It's got nothing to do with the weather. As you know, I teach seventh grade religion on Tuesdays, and I told them last week that we'd have like a small little party today for Halloween, because by next Tuesday Halloween's over.
Yeah.
So they were kind of excited about that. I was wondering, is it proper to bring in my DVD of Michael Jackson's Thriller to show it to them? Because when I asked them if they've ever seen that video, none of these seventh graders have seen that video. Now, is that a little too much for a religion class? I mean, they are seventh graders, but you tell me. I mean, I'm thinking I'll bring it in and I'll ask the director if she feels it's out of line. But I don't know. What do you think?
I think if you ask the director and the director says it's not out of line, I don't think it's out of line, because most of the kids, if they don't know who Michael Jackson is, you can explain who he is before you play the clip, and you can I think it'd be fun for them, and as long as you get permission from the director.
I think so. I think that's what I'll do. I'll bring it, and if she says no, I don't think it's in line, then I'll just I located on YouTube what they call mob dances.
Yeah.
You know, when a whole big bunch of people get together and all do a dance and sing. And there's a number of them that have done Thriller. You know, and they're dressed up and it looks kind of cute. So maybe I would do something like that. But aside from that, I have to tell you, I'm always off on this binge of Dancing with the Stars. I watched Dancing with the Stars last night. It's now only on Disney Plus. I have to tell you, it was extraordinary. It really was good. I would go as far to say excellent. Okay, there's a lot of bantering with the judges and all of that. They had Derek, Michael Bublé, by the way, was the guest judge and singer. And of course, we all know the reason he was, because he's got a new album out, and he was promoting that. The whole night, every dance was one of Michael Bublé's songs, but I like him and I like his music. Derek did a choreography routine to his new song while he sang it, and they had all the professional dancers out. It was phenomenal. That I love. Also, I like now when they send the contestants up to the skybox before they get their scores, they highlight one or two couples, professional couples. And they come out on the floor, and they dance for about 15 or 20 seconds. And they do a ballroom dance. instead of having, what's her name, yap while they get to the skybox, you get to see them dance. So the show really moved. I thought it was really done very well. So, you know, you have to give them credit. You know, just the way I always knock them down. I have said, you know, I got to give them a round of applause. It was really an excellent show.
Well, I was going to say that it's not like you haven't criticized them in the past. So yeah, I think it's, you know, when they do a good job, they do a good job.
Yeah, and it's nice what they're doing. Seems like they're trying to, you know. Tone it up a little bit, and I like it. I do like it. So that was that. I shouldn't have stayed up that late because I got up late this morning.
And doesn't it throw you for a little loop?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Well, I can easily, you know, go over that because it's streaming, so I could watch it tonight.
Yeah.
You know, but I figured, hey, you know what? It's live. You know, I'll watch it. I'll watch it tonight. I didn't feel too tired last night, but of course I did this morning. But there's no problem here, Marshall. Let's face it. Even though the weather's inclement, we're sitting back and we're not worried.
Yeah,
we're not worried about flooding. We're not worried about winds and power outages or unbelievable storms and cold waves. We are very fortunate that our weather has been pretty benign.
Yeah. And there's nothing wrong with benign weather.
Exactly. Especially we all know about New England winters. So, yeah, I totally agree.
Well, we'll see what happens with New England winters. I almost started watching that streaming thing that you're watching.
The Patient?
Yeah. I was going to watch it, but then the Manning cast was on for Monday Night Football with Archie Manning and his brother and Eli, and I watched that. But I almost began watching it, and I said to myself, you know what, if I begin watching this, I'm going to want to watch a couple episodes in a row.
That'll get too late.
And so with the Manning cast, I did. I fell asleep about 30 minutes into it, after President Obama left the broadcast, I turned it off and went to sleep. But I know if I start watching something that's streaming in this, you know, all the episodes are there. I can't help myself. I have to watch as many episodes as I can.
Right. Well, not all the episodes are there, because remember, last week. Now the new episode goes on today. Every Tuesday, a new episode. But you still have a good 6 or 7 to watch.
That's what I mean. So I just didn't want to get into that last night. I just didn't want to get it. The thing I love is during the day, I can catch up on shows that I missed when they were popular, like the Law and Order series. I'm catching up on 20 some seasons of all those shows. I'm watching some of the old Seinfeld shows. It really is you know, since I cut the cord and I went to Starlink and I ordered my services a la carte,
right,
I get far more choice. It's amazing. For far less money.
By the way, you also have to watch Dope Sick when you get a chance.
What is it?
Dope Sick.
Dope Sick?
Yes, that is the Michael Keaton series.
Okay.
That dealt with oxycodone.
Okay.
The drug. It is fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous.
All right, I will add that to my list.
You got plenty. You have plenty to watch. No doubt about that.
Plenty to watch and plenty of time to watch it.
Yes.
Well, Pat, let's recap this forecast, which is nondescript but enjoyable.
Well, some rain or drizzle today and tonight. Mid-60s today, upper 50s tonight. Showers tomorrow, 65 to 70. It turns partly cloudy Thursday, near 70. But in the 50s with sunshine on Friday.
All right.
Isn't that nice?
That's, you know, it sounds good to me, and you say that we're going to get a good weekend out of it, too.
Looks like a nice weekend for the last weekend of October.
All right there, Pat. I will check with you mañana.
All right. Have a good one, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.